brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tell you that it's a very important broadcast that we have lined up today. Obviously, you're fully aware that Barack H. Obama declared a national health emergency Saturday dealing with the H1N1 flu. More than 3 months ago, we broke down the fact that this was the plan all along because there was no other way that they were going to be able to start mass inoculations with the H1N1 injectable vaccine without declaring an emergency because it was not tested. Repeat, it was not tested and it was not approved. It was not tested and it was not approved. And so they can only distribute the vaccine under an emergency. And yes, the executive orders signed by Bush, reauthorized by Obama, authorize mass quarantines, lockdowns of cities, total federalization of the country. Now, does that mean because he has authorized this emergency and regular law is suspended that they are going to have forced inoculations? No, it doesn't mean that. But when they declared level 6 flu pandemic in July, they had really declared it back in April, and we broke that news here in April. That loaded the gun, the martial law firearm that's pointed at our collective heads, was loaded, the magazine was loaded with live rounds. Now, let's image in our minds this whole pandemic martial law grid as a .45 APC handgun. So they loaded the clip and slammed it into the bottom handle of the firearm with the level 6 declaration. With his emergency declaration of Saturday, implementing the first stages of the level 6, the highest level of a health emergency, it is martial law. So they've green-lighted. The Death Star is locked and loaded, ready to fire at the planet Aldrin. The .45 is loaded with the clip. Saturday, he pulled the slide back and let go, chambering a .45 round in the barrel. They have now removed the safety, and the federal government, controlled by the United Nations under level 6 rules, we're under UN control, and that is merging with the drive shaft of every sovereign nation through the federal government. So they're locked, they're loaded, they've got the gun to our head, and the finger is on the trigger for total, complete implementation of martial law. Martial law is in effect right now. That's like when a police officer turns his lights on. If you read the state codes, you are under arrest. You are detained. Now, he may let you go. He may not find something, some excuse. They even arrest you for not having insurance now or not having your seatbelt on. They promised they wouldn't, but they do, unless you're an illegal alien. Then they let you go on record. But that's another parable or analogy or example. So they've turned the lights on and they've pulled us over. The question is, will they try to continue on with their unconstitutional criminal takeover? That is the big $64 million question. We're going to go over all this news, and we're going to open your phones, open the phones up to you specifically on the issue of the flu and the emergency. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 on this Monday, the 26th day of October, 2009. And the websites are InfoWars.com and Prison Planet.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this Monday, 26th day of October 2009 edition. As you know, the national emergency has been declared. And I got word, I got a call from the office Saturday when I was out in East Texas at a family funeral that this had happened. And so I hurried to a computer and pulled it up, and it was exactly what we knew it was going to be. That's the good news, but it's also the bad news. Folks are asking, are they going to have quarantines? Will the federal government lock down cities and engage in forced inoculations? And the answer is, if they think they can get away with it, that is exactly what the executive order federally that hooks in to the United Nations Level 6 laws states they can do. That does not mean that they are going to do this. Certainly, this is a drill to train everyone to go under federal and international control. Certainly, this is a way of scaring everyone into taking the vaccines that are rotting on the shelves, because over 70% of the American people in national polls, some polls say 71, some say 76, but it's in the mid-70s. 70-plus percent of the American people, and growing, are saying, we're not going to take this shot. In fact, I did a little informal poll in East Texas talking to family, and the majority of them, in fact, I couldn't find anyone who said that they were going to take the flu shot. I talked to my cousin, who's been in the Army for 21 years, and he said that he and his men aren't taking it. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say any more. I talked to some other military people that were there, and they said, look, when they come down the line with pills, we just put them in our cheek and spit them out later. And I was talking to some other people at the larger funeral who were in the military, and they said, look, we're not going to get into any details with you on this, Alex, but let's just say this. Our commanders don't want us taking it, and so the higher-ups may hear that people are taking the shots, but that's not what's happening, at least with the groups of military people I talk to. And in East Texas, large numbers of the men you talk to are in the military, active duty or in the Guard. And so the good news here is this forced inoculation program of fear-mongering and propaganda is not working. It is falling flat on its face in a big, big way. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a major city spokesman from a major U.S. city. I'm going to leave it at that till they join us. Who is out promoting and pushing on TV that everybody needs to get their flu shots. We're going to have a nice little discussion coming up here at the bottom of the hour at 33 after with this individual. Great job to Jaron Neihardt for getting him so quickly. And we're going to have open phones throughout the rest of the radio transmission today. Now, we have Copenhagen, Denmark, global taxation, global regulation news. We're going to be going over. We have the hate speech bill going to Obama's desk, information we need to talk about. We have the continual plunge in the dollar, watching the slow death or the attempted murder of the Republic. Whether they're going to be successful or not is up to you, the listeners of this radio show. Make no mistake, you're the most informed, most involved, most active. You want to know who has a shot at saving this country and our future? Look in the mirror and gut up. And realize you may have never thought of yourself as a hero or a leader, but you're all we got. Just like I don't think of myself as a hero or a leader, but this is all we got. And so we better get through the propaganda, cut through the mind control, break our conditioning, and face up to what we're dealing with. So we're going to go over all that and a lot more today. One of the disgusting little princelings, one of the sons of Queen Elizabeth II, of the ancestral crime family, is out defending banker bonuses and brokerage firm bonuses. Just thoroughly disgusting. We'll be going over the latest record bonuses to the banks that engineered the financial collapse and out of the crisis have stolen tens of trillions of dollars and growing every month. And they're setting up the new planetary dictatorship ruled by them publicly. Meanwhile, I got word this morning that two local radio stations were attacking me, basically saying I'm making up the fact that there's a world government or a world tax or a world carbon tax. I mean, these people are living in complete denial. But more than that, that's what a lot of your media has bought and paid for. Is to pacify you until it's too late. You're like a fat cow they're loading up into a slaughterhouse squeeze chute, about to have its throat slit, and they're there sweet-talking you, baby-talking you, going, psh, 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 it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, Mr. Moo Moo. Everything's going to be fine, and I'm a cow or a bull back in the back of the pen going absolutely wild, trying to ram the sides of the gates, trying to get out of there. But we're not cows, are we? We're sentient, smart, intelligent, involved people with a lot of ingenuity, a lot of intelligence, and firepower. Whether it's the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, we got a lot of firepower. And the founders enshrined free speech and free assembly and the Second Amendment as the last-ditch weapons to defend us from being gang-raped by a bunch of criminals. Now, again, I see all these articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and a lot of them are really good. But they miss the bigger picture of what's really happening here. And so I want to do some full-spectrum analysis of what's really happening with the flu situation today. And I want to go back over the executive order itself. 13,375. Headline, DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu quarantines. That was the CBS headline from April of this year. And how that dovetails with Canadians wary of swine flu, French news agency, how their own government says it hasn't been properly tested. It hasn't been tested. That's the main reason for the declaration of emergency, so they can give an untested, dangerous vaccine to the public, period. And I thought I'd go more over the president's declaration of national swine flu emergency with the transcript. We'll also go over the propaganda. Doctors urge action after Obama declares H1N1 flu national emergency. They're saying there's not enough. Everyone wants it. And they cut to parents out in the park swinging their children on swings saying, my daughter's one of the few that got it. There's not enough to create this, what I call the Christmas toy paradigm, where companies have been caught over and over again paying off local news around the country. Whatever the new toy is, whether it's a robot toy or a Cabbage Patch doll, there's been many cases of this, and it's been well documented. And they'll come out and say, look, people are fighting for the toys. And they'll have five or six women out front, the Toys R Us, going, I want one for my son. I'll pay $700. I don't care if the doll's only $45. And it's the same thing. I'll do anything. I need it. Will there be a black market in the swine flu shot, the H1N1? And they cut to police going, we're guarding it. Don't worry, starting at the end of next week, this is over the weekend, we're going to have sports stadiums ready for you to get your shot. And people are like, I want it, I need it right now. People running out getting the seasonal flu shot, just thinking, I've got to have it, protect my babies. Meanwhile, I have the Canadian news with major doctors reporting that you have double the chance of getting regular flu or swine flu if you take the vaccine. You heard me right. In fact, I forgot to print that again. It was from like 3 weeks ago. Will you guys print me Canada doctors say, or it's like Canada study. Just try Canada doctors say flu shot doubles chances of swine flu. That'll give it to you. Flu shot doubles chances of swine flu. I know they tried to create me master files of all these stories, but there's a giant stack, no exaggeration, probably 500, 600, 700. It's an entire table of swine flu articles. And then I just start thinking about one, and then I want to read you the headline. I don't want to just say that. Because this is even admitted mainstream news, that this is happening. So we've got this big city official coming on in about 13, 14 minutes from now. He'll be on with us for one segment, and then it's wide open phones throughout the broadcast. James, William, Doug, Fred, Jonathan, and many others. Your calls are coming up. And I'm going to ask this Dallas official, well, the media is saying there's not any side effects, but I have the FDA.gov's own sheet, and I have the drug inserts for the H1N1 shot, and it's also a live virus in the nasal that they admit is spreading it. And then here are some of the other headlines. Give you some of the other headlines. Berlin doctors worried they could have to pay compensation for swine flu jab damage. Deaths from swine flu vaccine reported in Europe. They're now being reported in the U.S. and people being paralyzed like a young, beautiful 26-year-old Washington Redskins cheerleader. She isn't walking now. She's having seizures every 3 or 4 minutes. Meanwhile, you've seen it, I've seen it. No side effects. New York Times. They have programs through health departments telling the children that there's no side effects and that it's a lie. They don't give them the drug insert. No, they give them a lying sheet We'll talk about that. But I'm going to take a few calls for this city official, not a public servant, an official, an authority, a boss, a master, a slave keeper, joins us coming up. But we'll take some calls and continue throughout the broadcast today with your phone calls. Fall of the Republic is exploding across the Internet. I want to thank everybody for that.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here's the Mail Online. Normal flu jabs double the risk of catching swine flu. The findings from Canada led to some states in the country delaying seasonal flu jab campaigns amid fears the recipients could be more vulnerable to the second surge of the pandemic. Now that's Toronto Star, Mail Online, AFP. But our media told everybody, and Obama said, go out and get the regular shot. It'll help you with the H1N1 when they knew in studies from 2 years ago, yes, that, ladies and gentlemen, the flu shot gives you the flu. But it's so outrageous, the average person can't believe it. That's all coming up. Let's go to James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you this morning?
Good, sir.
Good to be on the line with you. You woke me up about 2 years ago, and I'm glad to be awake. And I had something happen to me this weekend that I wanted to let you know about. I got pulled over by an officer in Princeton, and he wrote me a ticket for speeding. Not a problem. After I got the ticket, before he walked off, he handed me a little slip of paper. And he said that he was handing it out to everybody, wanted to let them know that there was a new law that if you had been convicted of a misdemeanor, a domestic violence offense, that you are no longer able to possess, purchase, or own a firearm, arm, or ammo.
Yes, and it doesn't matter if the Supreme Court ruled in a Texas case, the national federal Supreme Court ruled that that's unconstitutional, and they don't care, and now they're going to expand it to other misdemeanors. And they have bills in the federal house in D.C. stating that the attorney general can just ban anyone secretly from owning a firearm. No judge, no jury, no nothing. They have another bill, no fly, no buy, that's similar.
And also one final note.
But see, notice the police are becoming anti-gun police with little messages about your Second Amendment. You need to scan that in. And you need to email us that. Go ahead, Jonathan. I mean, James.
One more thing. I've never heard anyone mention this, but I've noticed for the past couple years now, they're stringing big strands of cable up and down the highways, not just in Texas, but in the surrounding states as well, or concrete blocks so that you're unable to make a U-turn. And I just really feel like they're getting ready to clamp this thing down.
They're going to make all the major roads. This is official Texas documents. It's been in the Dallas Morning News. 8,000-plus miles are going to be toll roads. So take I-37 from San Antonio to Corpus Christi and the beach and to Port Aransas, huge destination for millions of Texans and others every year. Almost the entire way down there, they have put metal poles with cable down the middle so you can't exit, and they admit that's to train people that they can't turn around, and it's also for lockdowns during emergencies, but it's training you for the toll roads.
Alex, I'm a pastor, and I'm having the hardest time waking up my fellow pastors and get out of this left-right paradigm. I was in it for years. I was for the Iraq War. Got to studying about the economy 2 years ago and came across you, and I've been woken up, and I just cannot get the pastors to wake up. They're caught up in this right-wing neocon propaganda. And I'm just praying that they wake up and snap out of it.
We have a broken spirit in this country. We've lost our fighting spirit. I was talking to family in Freestone County, and I was sitting there at one of my family's members' coffee tables visiting, and he said, look at this. And he handed me the property tax through a new school tax on top of property tax under a new law they passed a few years ago in Texas, and it had the Senate bill number on it. I meant to get a copy of it, but forgot. And it's his property tax went up ninefold. He was saying, look, my property tax has gone up fivefold. And my dad was sitting there, and he said, let me see that. And he goes, no, do the math. Do the math. Pat's his name. He said, this is a ninefold increase. A ninefold increase. And normally people would go take over the city council, take over the county commissioners, and they would not allow that. Back when my grandfather was the county tax assessor, he was loved by everybody because he made sure that basically nobody had to even really pay taxes. That's what they wanted, was to have a tiny government. Well, that's not the way it is anymore in Freestone County. Ninefold property tax on top of the property tax. It's a school tax, and it's a little bitty schools, and they claim it's for some of the roads. They are absolutely raping everyone everywhere, and I appreciate your call, James. It is just incredible. But it's what do you expect when the media is on the news saying there's no flu side effects? when the insert says there are side effects? I mean, they're going for broke. If you're going to tell 100 lies, why not tell a million? Why not lie about everything? We have a rogue criminal government, period. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, and, of course, the Internet. We have the Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information Director, Zachary Thompson, on the line with us. I was watching Dallas television this weekend and saw him on the news giving reports about Dallasites, my hometown, concerned about there not being enough of the vaccine. All of this, of course, on the heels of President Barack Obama's announcement that it is a emergency. Sir, what does this mean by emergency? People are asking what this declared national emergency means.
Well, I think it's good that the president put together a national emergency. I think that is really focused on hospitals and the possible surge in patients that hospitals can see. So this declaration really focused more on hospitals and the impact of additional patients who may come in due to H1N1. My overall concern is enough vaccine in our community, Dallas County, North Texas, of course, Texas, and throughout the nation. We have to have the vaccine in place now, specifically for the uninsured, those who don't have a medical home. The concern is that we could see increase the real issue is vaccine availability. The federal government had promised that we would have vaccine available by the 1st of October. They did that. No one just told us it was going to be in such a small amount. So the real issue to date is that we do need the vaccine. We're concerned that we may get large shipments of the vaccine on the back end back. And what you can still use it in November. You can still use it in December. But one of the things that we want to push is getting the vaccine in place now. Get our American public vaccinated before Thanksgiving so we can really deal with the issues of outbreaks of H1N1 throughout Texas, throughout the United States. So that's the real the bottom line. The national emergency is great. That's going to open up various issues. I believe in Texas and most of our hospital emergency rooms in Texas, we've already been operating in terms of emergencies. If you looked at what you've seen even in Austin, Dallas, and Harris County, you've seen where your hospitals have basically set up tents outside their hospitals to deal with screening people out who were sick.
Well, you're the director of one of the biggest health departments in the nation, so perhaps you can give us the numbers. I see different statistics in the national media, but the regular flu kills around 36,000 people a year, if I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. That's the.
And this flu has killed how many?
Well, locally, we've had 11 deaths in Dallas County. And then in terms of just Texas and throughout the nation, you saw a significant amount of deaths. So the concern is that here in Dallas County, we've had 11 deaths, predominantly among teenage kids. Children, and that's a concern. So our concern nationally is that it has been a staggering number of deaths, and the concern is how much deaths are we going to see associated with H1N1. We have to begin to get the vaccine out there to vaccinate our community to prevent future deaths. We don't know what the number may be in terms of H1N1. We clearly know about seasonal flu because we've been dealing with this for years, but this is a new virus. And what impact it's going to have, we don't know, but we do know you've got to get the vaccine out there.
Sure. Mr. Thompson, my concern is the number we've got is around 5,000
right.
deaths, and I understand that the season's just now getting into full swing, but many experts and many headlines I read state that it looks like this flu isn't as deadly as the regular swine flu. Swine flu isn't as deadly as the regular seasonal flu. So what is all the fear about? What is the big concern? What are the feds and other experts telling you the reason for so much concern is?
Well, you're right. That's a national number. I think no one is telling us. We're just basing it on the fact of the deaths we've seen here locally, and we realize the impact H1N1 is having on our community in Dallas County. This is not about a fear factor. Let me be real clear. This is about the fact that you have to put yourself in the place of a mother whose child has died from H1N1 or a child whose parent has died from H1N1, and you got to personalize it from the standpoint that this has been a deadly virus. We don't know what the number may get up to. We're seeing fluctuations throughout the United States. Basically, you see high number of cases in some parts of the United States, low numbers in other parts of the United States. Clearly, no one knows what to expect. But the preparation, we've asked for two things. One, prevention tips. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. Stay at home when you're sick. But the key ingredient is in the vaccine. We don't know what the death toll may be if we continue without the vaccine. That's the real key right there. So I won't get into the debate whether or not this is any more different than seasonal flu. I'm just saying you have people who have died from H1N1 related.
No, I understand. Yeah. Mr. Thompson, the director of the Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information, the issue here is we see these reports out of New York and out of Boston where they attempted to make medical workers and nurses take the shots. They've now lost in court. Dallas County isn't attempting to make medical workers take it, are they? Or what's the policy there?
No. And I think the question really on the table is whether or not, in terms of offering it to your public health workers, first responders, that opportunity to take the vaccine. So I don't know how, what's going on in other states. We're saying that we make it available to first responders, to our public health care workers, and give them that option since they're going to be the ones on the front line when we open up these.
So they're not being pressured. They're not being pressured in Dallas County to take it then.
No, I'm not. I'm not aware of anybody being pressured in Dallas County. We're not. We make it available for public health workers and first responders, basically because they will be on the front lines of responding to the setup and administering doing a vaccination.
Yes, sir. When did Dallas County start giving the nasal vaccine?
About 2 weeks ago. We received 700 doses of the nasal spray vaccine about 2 weeks ago.
Have you read the mainstream media reports that it's actually a live attenuated virus and that it can actually mutate or spread the H1N1 itself?
Right. Everyone is aware of that, yes. I think the key is, if you read the CDC guidelines, is that only healthy people can take the nasal spray. So if you really got to make sure that the nasal spray was made available to healthy individuals in Dallas County. And then the injectable, which came in almost a week or week and a half later, that's made available to the general public.
Sir, what are the public schools doing? Because we see different headlines in the state of Texas and outside the state where their county health departments and city health departments are adding it to the list of mandatory vaccines for school children, the regular seasonal and the H1N1. And then I have parents, and that's why we appreciate you coming on, because you are an authority on this, an expert, because you're there over a large county and actually know what the facts are. What is the real policy in the public schools?
Well, I'm not aware of a policy in the Texas school district that requires anyone to take the flu shot or the H1N1 vaccine. The recommendations are on vaccinations, the normal vaccines that are required for school, which are the basic varicella, tetanus, MMR. I've not read anywhere what anyone has been mandated in the Texas school district, but I can't speak for all Texas schools.
Sure.
In Dallas County. That's
sure.
Not been a requirement, so I don't know where that information may have come from. There is quite a confusion because of the back-to-school immunizations, and a lot of parents didn't get their kids in before the September 1 deadline. That the state issued a one-month extension until October 1st for individuals to get their families in, get their children in, to get their immunizations updated.
And is the regular seasonal flu on that list?
No, it's not on. It's not on the list.
Is Gardasil still on the list?
Well, no, I'm not aware of Gardasil being on that list, though.
Well, you remember Rick Perry last year saying girls had to take it, and he was instructing the health departments to implement that?
Yeah, but it's not on a requirement for back to school, no.
Okay. Again, we're talking to the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Public Information, Dallas County Director Zachary Thompson. Sir, I saw a story on the Statesman a few weeks ago, and I've seen him in Oregon. I've seen him in New York State as well. Perhaps you can enlighten us on this subject. And that deals with fact sheets being given out to the parents of children, to the children in the independent school districts around the country, explaining the basics about the vaccine and clearing up some of the misunderstandings. Is Dallas County issuing any type of fact sheets like that?
Well, I think anyone that takes the vaccine or come in to get their children administered the vaccine has to review that information and make a decision whether or not they want their children to receive the vaccine. And
are they signing forms? Are people signing waiver forms when they take the H1N1?
Well, I think you sign a form after acknowledging that you've been given education about it and that you're willing to have your child immunized. It's your choice whether or not you want your kids to be vaccinated.
I understand.
Right, right.
Well, I want to give you the last word in a moment, but I did want to bring this up to you because I'm sure you're a very nice, intelligent, informed person who genuinely cares about the community. Our issue is we've seen copies of what's being given out in Travis County here in Austin. We've seen copies of it in Oregon. And the New York Times has a public school program in New York State, but also in other states, that states there is no mercury in the shots, that states there is no connection to Guillain-Barré syndrome or other neurological disorders within 6 weeks of receiving it. But I happen to have the actual inserts, not the fact sheets, but the inserts, and the FDA.gov Norvitis Vaccine Diagnostics Limited report that actually comes to the medical workers and doctors with it. And it states that this is an experimental vaccine that has a lot of side effects? A, were you aware of that? And B, is the information you're giving to parents of school children when they come in to get the shots, does the information in Dallas County have that information in it?
I believe it does. We just got the vaccine in. We have not administered it to any kids, but I'll take a look at it and be more informed about whether or not that is the case. I think I want to clear up one thing, is that the option is there. Whether or not a parent wants their kid to take the vaccine, clearly there is due diligence in terms of that. So it's not mandatory. It is optional. So the issues that you bring up are one that all parents should consider regarding whether or not they want your child to take the vaccine.
Do you have children, Mr. Thompson?
Yes, I do.
Are you vaccinating your children?
Well, my child happens to be 25, so he can make that decision himself.
But, okay, have you taken the flu shot?
The seasonal flu, yes.
Because it's been in the news that the German government, for its military and higher-ups, is giving an additive free vaccine to government officials. And I wanted to just, because, again, you reach tens of thousands, well, potentially millions of people. What is it, 6-7 million people in Dallas County, sir?
No, about 2.3 million in Dallas County. No, Harris County has about 3 million plus, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just thinking of all the suburbs. Total in the Metroplex is 7
Dallas
million.
Dallas County, 2.3 million.
Okay, so you reached all these millions of people. I wanted to read to you a Toronto Star and Mail Online headline. Normal flu jab doubles the risk of catching swine bug. The findings from Canada led to some states in the country delaying seasonal flu jab campaigns amid fears the recipients could be more vulnerable to a second surge of the pandemic. Were you made aware of this?
No, I'm not. I'll be glad to take a look at that. Yeah, have your producer send me that information. Be glad to look at it.
Sure. In fact, if people want to contact the Dallas County Health Department or send you email, sir, what's the best general email to do that?
Well, they can go to our website at dallascounty.org and click on Dallas. Dallas County Health and Human Service, and it has our email address on there, and they can contact me. It has my email address on there and contact me directly. Okay.
All right. Well, I know you've got
interview.
A...
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, thanks.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Good job to the producers getting him on. I was going to get into next quarantine training because under executive order 13375, let me give that to you again. Don't believe a word I say. Go look at the executive order for yourself. You can go to thewhitehouse.gov, type in executive order 13375, and read it for yourself. And it talks about locking down cities, forced inoculations, massive fines, and prison time if you refuse the shots. Now, Obama, with his declaration of a national emergency under this executive order, has implemented these powers. That does not, repeat, does not mean they're going to carry them out. But they have loaded the firearm. They have pulled the slide back. They have loaded a round into the chamber. They've taken the safety off. And they have this unconstitutional weapon at our head. Oh, they can claim they have executive orders. They can claim the UN has passed laws under level 6 that the president has signed executive orders that follow it. The president's following the orders of the UN. But the Congress could pass laws today saying we all have to go dig ditches for the government. By the way, they have executive orders that say that. It doesn't mean you have to follow those orders. It is criminal. It is abhorrent to everything free in this nation. So that is some of what's coming up today. But I do want to point out to listeners that the reason I had the Dallas County Health Department head on, one of the most populous counties. I guess he's not counting Dallas inside of the county. So I guess it's 2.5 million or 2.3, whatever he said, in the county that's outside the city. But my point is, that health department in that county is over 6 million people. At least last time I read the newspaper. The issue here is that I wanted to have a health department head on. And if we can get him on, we'll have more on. Maybe we can get the San Francisco Health Department head on. Maybe we can get the Houston Health Department head on. Maybe the New York Health Department head on. So you can hear from them that you don't have to take the shot. So you can hear from them that they know it's got dangerous side effects. So you can hear from them that you need to sign a form when you do take the shot or your children take it, that you're fully aware of what's in it. Because most mainstream media lies and says there is no mercury, it cannot cause neurological disorders, brain disorders, it cannot kill you, it cannot sterilize you, it does not have any type of additives in it, it's wonderful, it's good, there's nothing wrong, and that's in the fact sheets we've seen from all over the nation. And I'd like to see what's in that Dallas fact sheet, Dallas the city or Dallas the county. Because I got a sneaking suspicion it doesn't say that. But maybe Dallas County's different than other counties around the nation, of the thousands and thousands of counties that are in this country. There are hundreds, I forget how many, 100 and something? Maybe I should search engine the term, how many counties in Texas? Okay, we're going to come back and take phone calls. I do want to encourage listeners to be part of the Second American Revolution. The answer to 1984 is 1776, and you can do that when you get the DVD, Fall of the Republic, at InfoWars.com and make copies of it. The power of you, the people, taking action is irresistible. It will bring down the tyranny if you decide to unchain yourself and take action. InfoWars.com, or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll give you the number on the other side.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fear-mongering with the Dallas County Health Department head. It's about babies dying. But, sir, this flu, statistically for this time of year, is killing less than a third of the normal amount that would be dead from seasonal flu, and the regular flu shot more than doubles your chances of getting H1N1. Well, that's fine, but babies have died. But, sir, the shot has all these bad side effects, but babies have died. And then every time I read papers around the country when they talk about flu deaths, do it for yourself. They will say in the article that it was a baby on a ventilator who had holes in their heart. Or it was a 75-year-old heart patient who had diabetes and it had both their legs amputated who died from it. I haven't seen but a handful of cases because they parade those through the media like they're cause celebrities. And they are cause celebs to scare everybody. The few healthy people. One teenager died in Minneapolis, and Ted Anderson said it was all over the news for a week about how they died and how they were healthy and how they went to the hospital and died and on and on and on. Meanwhile, the media is trying to sweep under the rug how many people are dying from the H1N1 nasal, how many people are dying from bad reactions. All over the world, these reports are coming in confirmed. So we're going to break down what the emergency really means today and take your phone calls. Again, I want to encourage listeners, this is the time. Fall of the Republic is exploding. People are making copies of the DVDs. They're downloading the high-quality DivX at PrisonPlanet.tv and burning it to CD that plays in most new DVD players. Folks are taking action. I want to commend you. Toll-free number to call, toll-free to order the film on DVD, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be going to your calls here. In fact, we'll go to your calls right now. Let's go to William in Connecticut. William, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
I just like to report I came upon an article about a month ago about the fusion centers that they have tracking us on the Internet.
Yes, they have the CIA tracking centers tied into local police departments, totally not even federalizing, internationalizing. This is a private corporate Merck takeover. And they're tracking everything. No more Fourth Amendment, just complete criminality.
Yes, they arrested someone apparently for having a Green Party, being in the Green Party for in his background. And I just like to warn people that not real terrorists are at large, but Green Party people are at large.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It came out in the United States about a month ago in mainstream news, and it came out in British news today. Paul Watson wrote a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com, how mainline demonstrators, mainline political activists are being spied on. Citizens who complain at the school boards in England have high-tech surveillance of their phones, their houses, their cars. They're followed. The secret police networks are going wild. And in the United States and England, they list in these internal documents that you are a terrorist if you're politically involved. Now, they mean for this to leak. They want to intimidate everyone into just going home, shutting up, watching the television, letting the criminals take over and raise the taxes and take our children and regulate our lives and make us their slaves. And steal all the money for banker bailout. And so they're announcing, yeah, we're watching you. Yeah, it's criminal to protest. It's criminal if you're a libertarian or conservative or gun owner. Yeah, veterans are the number one threat to America. This is your so-called Pentagon and NORTHCOM. They are enemies of the country. They are engaged in high treason, period.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.